My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
3-2. Got him, and that's the ball game. Right down the pipe. Well, the Giants, like they seem to always do, they come back late in the game to tie, only to give up back-to-back home runs in the bottom of the eighth. It's a tough loss.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, we sort of started this conversation with Dave Fleming off the top of the week. That's from NBC Sports Bay Area, and Kipe is mad. And so is Krook, and so is Flem, and so is FP. And, like, you can hear it. Like, the broadcast team is, like, they're just annoyed. And good on them. They should be. So are we. And I don't know, man. To me, you know, you've sort of touched on it, too. I don't think Farhan is in great standing right now. I also think that it has to, at minimum, be deeper than that. I know a lot of Giants fans want a pound of flesh right now. Does that fix it? I mean, does that bring anybody exciting to the roster? Does that make you a good team next year? I'm sick of this feeling.
I get it.
I'm sick of the feeling. I want it to go away.
And I hear it from Kipe, and I heard it from FP, and I see it from Krook and Dave and John and you and everybody. And yes, you're sick of it. So let me just play this out. If Farhan right now, behind closed doors, just went to one of the various Johnsons and said, I'm going to step down and I'm no longer going to be president of baseball operations. And, you know, don't tell anybody. I'm just done. Maybe he's already done. Maybe he's already walked off the job. What does that do for you between now and the end of the year? It does nothing. For me, the only thing that could do something would be, like FP said, and I kind of made fun of him, because now we're enemies after his calling me a chihuahua and whatnot.
Yeah,
but
that's the end of that. You guys are set up for war next
week.
Yeah,
it's going to be 3 days of war. But, you know, yes, the only thing that can happen is your players play better. But is this team capable of really playing better? How much better can you play? You've played 104 games. And this is what you are. You're 6 games below 500 and, you know, help in the rotation. It's on the way. And boy, look at Ramos. He's having a great year and you can't get Fitzgerald out and all the rest of it. And still, you're 2-5 since the break. So, yes, we all want a pound of flesh. And that pound of flesh will probably be Farhan Zaidi, and somebody has to pay for another year of mediocre baseball. But what does that really do for you in terms of on-field baseball being better?
Well, I mean, it recalibrates how you go about your business. So the best I can say is I don't know, but I'm not going to say that the answer is nothing. It recalibrates how you go about your business, and something about how they're going about their business is not working. You know, you talk about it being a mediocre baseball team, and that's a kind word right now. At the same time, like, you know, this is a sum of the parts conversation. There's some very accomplished baseball players on this team. And for whatever reason, it's not adding up. Like, I would imagine, even the Dodgers, there have got to be people that look at the Giants starting rotation right now on paper, and they're jealous. I mean, are you kidding me? Snell, Robbie Ray's back, Logan Webb, Kyle Harrison as a young pup, throw in Birdsong, Cobb's coming back. I mean, there's an embarrassment of on-paper riches there.
On-paper riches. Right. But let's talk about the people behind the names.
Why is it not translating?
Logan Webb has been... He's been mediocre.
It's a rough stretch for the last three starts.
Rough stretch, but in total, his year has been... It's been okay.
It's fine.
It's been fine.
It's just, it's not the problem. I get that it may
Kyle
be...
Kyle Harrison has not been great.
No.
He's been okay.
He's
I know, but all these names and, you know, you want to talk about Blake Snell. He's been bad other than the last few starts. Robbie Ray, 1-for-1. Good on you. Alex Cobb, you haven't pitched. And Birdsong, nice little start, but that's not really what this rotation has been. It's been openers and Keaton Wynn and a lot of shakiness.
Okay, now then let's go to the other parts. Why, Camilo Duvall, you're an all-star. Now all of a sudden you stink. You stink and you're bothering people in the clubhouse. Tyler Rogers, you've got your tidy ERA, but it feels to people, whether this is fully true or not, it feels to people like every time there's a really important situation, you give up a gopher ball.
Two today.
Two.
Back to back.
I mean, one of them's the Shohei. I can forgive that. Nick Ahmed, what are we talking about here? What are we doing? You know what I mean? Like even, I could go player by player and do this. So Lair can hit 35 homers in the bigs. Not now. Not here. Matt Chapman, you're amazing with the glove, but at the same time, there have been some like really big errors at the wrong time. You know, Lamont Wade's got everybody's attention because it's like, wow, that on-base percentage is sparkling. Why has he only hit 3 home runs? You're a first baseman. 3? It's almost August.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, like, you bounce around, and Bailey's having this good year. Okay, I love it. Your catcher's a switch hitter hitting 285, and he's got a hose behind the plate, but he doesn't have a pitching staff that knows how to give him a chance. There's just all these tiny little weird things that seem to render everything that's supposed to be true meaningless, worthless, and powerless to the point where it adds up to nothing. And I don't know what the answer to that question is, but there's a math equation in there somewhere that has no answer right now.
Right.
Like it does not add up. Individually fine, collectively, yuck.
Which is why you're 6 games below 500.
Yes.
And that's where I look at it collectively, and you think about who to blame, because that's what we do in sports. And you look at a team that is 49-55, and they're heading toward 78-84 and not being a playoff team.
And,
I mean, even to put that out there, that would mean that they would play 500 ball the rest of the year. And right now, they're not a team that's even capable of playing 500 ball. So they might wind up 72-90. I mean, that's a possibility. I don't think they'll do much worse than that. But, you know, you could start to think about how this could end. And then you look at who's to blame. And it's easy to say, well, Farhan, he's the one who put this together. But you mentioned it. You've got real, legitimate, back-of-the-baseball-card baseball players who have a long track record of being better than this. Why aren't you better than this?
There is no way to escape that this has not been a good first year for Bob Melvin. You can't escape that. I know we love the guy because why? There's two reasons. He wore the uniform and his name's not Gabe. Those are the two things we love about him.
Yeah, and we remember him from the A's, and he's won a lot of games in this league and
yes,
all the rest of
cachet,
it.
But
great guy, too.
But you're right. I love the guy. I was excited about it. But you cannot functionally look at the year and tell me, quite frankly, one or two things where you're like, dude, that's going great. That's Bo Mel. I mean, there was seemingly a clubhouse vibe, respect, whatever. And he gets credit for that, but I don't know what you're supposed to do in sports when people don't cover first base, don't hold runners on, don't catch fly balls. Who are we looking at? If this guy's name was Steve Kerr, people would be throwing pianos on his head.
Well, if his name was Gabe Kapler, same thing. And honestly, the Gabe Kapler teams looked more buttoned up on the field than this team does.
Ouch.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I mean, just in terms of how they played.
Actually, they were buttoned up on the field. I don't think they were very buttoned up in the clubhouse.
Agreed.
Now they're buttoned up in the clubhouse and they're not buttoned up on the field.
No, and just, I mean, you could look at any game across the board and you could see, like you said, pitchers not holding on runners and stolen bases allowed, fly balls that aren't caught, shortstops who can't catch ground balls, throws that go wide of first, and all the rest of it. And you start to add up those little 90-foot increments, and that's how you play losing baseball.
Yeah, it is weird. It really is. It's just one of those teams that it seems like whenever it's like this is a key moment for a key play, something oddly prevents that key play from happening, whether it's a fly ball in between two outfielders. How about the error of the key moment? I can't remember if this was Monday or Tuesday. One of the first two Dodger games they lost where, and actually maybe it was even Colorado, whatever. One of these games on the road trip, y'all remember what I'm talking about, where like the Giants are up by a run and there's a man at third and it's a chopper to Chapman and he grabs it. And he turns to throw to first and he trips. What?
Yeah.
Like you just tripped over your own feet and the game is tied and you lose. It's like, what? Like, honestly, I'm not a huge believer in signs, but it really feels like the universe is trying to tell us something. Nick Ahmed in a 4-4 tie in the eighth, who just traded jerseys 48 hours ago? You can't, that's not real. You can't write that book and get it sold. That's wild.
Yeah.
That didn't just happen, but it did.
And he has two home runs this year. One as a Giant, one versus the Giants. And the other home run he hit, we were so excited we had him on the show. We had Nick Ahmed on the program. We were so excited.
Yep. We were so excited we kept him too long.
Probably.
Not probably, we did.
And do you remember what he said during that interview? He's like, yeah, earlier in my career, I never wanted to be a Giant.
Yep, he did
say that. Because I hated this ballpark.
He hated the ballpark. Well, that's fair. I don't even think there's anything wrong with that. Let's be like, sure, if you're an offensive player, you hate the ballpark. Rich Aurelia said that 20 years ago. I remember sitting in front of him at Dodger Stadium during the Bonds home run chase. And he's like, I'll never forget this line. He goes, I don't know, because at this point, he's talking to the road media, and he's talking about Bonds and what Bonds was doing. And he goes, I don't know if you've all experienced our ballpark as a hitter's park. It's not much of one. He said that while Barry Bonds was in the midst of hitting 1,000 home runs. But yeah. Yeah, not fun for offensive players. You wonder why he can't sign any.
We kept Ahmed too long, and they didn't keep Ahmed long enough, is the way that went.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't remember us keeping him too long. Too long of an interview?
Well.
Something happened on the back end?
They were like, let's
wrap it up. Yeah. Let's wrap it up. We got to DFA this guy.
Exactly. He's only going to be on the team for 12 more minutes. Right. You should probably let him go.
Oh, geez.
This is, by the way, FP was talking about Logan Webb and accountability and really putting it on himself. Here's what Logan said.
Not great. I'm disappointed. I pitched pretty lost three times that I've thrown, and there's no excuse for it other than just not great.
All right. I mean, like, and I know that's not perfect audio, NBC Sports Bay Area, but Logan Webb, yeah, I've pitched like blank. Schmidt? Yeah. Over the last three times, and there's no excuse. And FP was kind of saying, dude, you're almost taking too much accountability. It's making it a story. I don't even know if I agree with that. I understand where he's coming from. I love Logan Webb. I love Logan Webb. Logan Webb is every bit the leader that you could hope for. And, yeah, he hasn't pitched well the last three times. But I also think if people are pointing to Logan Webb, you're mad. I get it. Like, Logan Webb is so far down the list of the Giants' problems, so he hasn't pitched well for the last three starts. Okay, and he's so far down the list of Giants' problems, I'm not going to get into Logan Webb.
I'm not either, but I do think it's a symptomatic of what has been a bad year when he's been your best pitcher, but he's 3.59 ERA, which is fine. He's been good, but you're supposed to be a team that is thriving on pitching, bullpen, and defense, and your defense has been shaky. Your bullpen has been very erratic, and your starters have mostly been inconsistent.
Logan Webb was asked if he feels added pressure to win because the deadline is coming.
There should be pressure all the time. If you don't feel like you should be winning, then you shouldn't be playing. So, no.
That's my pitcher. That's my starting pitcher right there.
Yeah, you should be feeling pressure to win no matter what.
I'm gonna die on that hill right there.
Yeah.
Right. That's our guy. That's how I feel about Logan Webb.
He's a great guy.
He performs. And he's clutch.
He performs. He shows up for sure. He's among the top three in baseball in innings pitched. He takes the ball. And he's durable, and he gives you six, and he pitches well most of the time.
All I ever needed to know about him was game one in 2021 against the Dodgers. That's all I needed to know about him. Dude, are you built like that? And he was like, yep, I'm built like that. Perfect. You're here. You stay.
Yep.
That might be the first name that I utter if someone said, who stays?
It's Logan Webb, yeah.
Logan Webb stays. Ben in Fairfield. Hey, Ben, you're on with Willard and Dibbs. What's up?
Yeah, guys, obviously hearing you guys talking about the Giants, and I think the nail on the coffin for me was the Eric Miller debacle with the two dropped fly balls and just the kind of erratic nature of that. And he's coming off the mound last night, and of course we won the game, but it almost felt like a moral loss. He's screaming into his glove, catch the bleeping ball. And I couldn't have agreed more with him myself. And we won the game, but then I'm sitting in a bar this afternoon after work and we lose another one. And it's hard to feel optimistic. Mark, I'm just like you. I want to be positive, but it's just, they're making it so dang hard to do so.
Ben, I know you and I don't know one another. Dibs will know what I'm talking about here. If you rob me of my optimism, oh my God.
It's a bad thing.
You went and did something wrong.
Big time.
Do you know how hard it is for me to lose my optimism? I mean, to the worst fault that you could ever imagine, you cannot rob me of my optimism.
It's gone.
Yeah,
this team has robbed you of your optimism.
Absolutely gone.
Yeah, you haven't. I mean, some of the things you've been texting on the show thread have been less than optimistic. You know, not that you're giving up, because you never give up. It's not in your nature, but you have been disgusted at a level that I've not seen from you with this team in the 3 years we've done this and in the 20 or 25 years I've known you. I've never seen this side of you. I kind of like it.
Sometimes I think about sports this way. You know, as fans, like, you get to do this. Let's say, what do we live, you know? 75 years, sure. 80 years?
Hopefully more.
Right, whatever the average is. But, like, you know, X out, obviously, the first six or seven. You don't know what the hell's going on. Maybe you X out the last six or seven, too. I don't know. We'll see how it all goes. But somewhere in that whole deal is like, I don't know, 65 trips around the sun. We get to do this in our life. Each season, you get to do it, like, if you're lucky, you get to do it 65 times. That's how precious each season is. That's why I am so turned off, and have been, by the way, whole time you and I have been doing this show, whenever, you know how I react when someone's like, well, but you know, build for the future schmoocher. We got 65 of these. And in my life, three of them so far have been nailed. You got three rings. And that's beautiful because I actually spent the first 20 trips around the sun with
30,
with
35, a, with a bub whatever. Kiss. Yep.
Bub kiss. Okay. But now here we are. We got three. That's cool. That's why I feel for the 49er fans who are still just 30 years old because they feel like we've got none. But I got 65 of these, man, and they're precious. And this is three now, three of them, okay? So we're talking about 5% of my Giants fandom has been, like, wasted. It's been wasted, not because you have to win every year, but I do think that you have to connect. You have to connect with the fans on some level. I want to still love you when you lose. That's kind of one of my mottos. And I think if you've been a family member in life, and y'all have been, like, that's part of the deal. I want to love you even when you tick me off. Like, it's not all going to be sunshine and beers. We're not doing that every day. So I'm not asking my sports teams to win championships every year. But you cannot put me to sleep. And you cannot run around out there and look like you're not making the millions of dollars.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.